I'm not just mad at Amazon. I am mad Prime. Because I just found out that they are deterring customers from buying books by Stephen Colbert.
That, of course, is Stephen Colbert talking about the ongoing dispute between his publisher, Hachette, and Amazon. For months, Amazon has been making it hard for its customers to buy books by Hachette authors because of a fight over ebook pricing. And this week, Amazon kicked it up a notch, offering Hachette authors all the revenue from their ebook sales for as long as the dispute lasts. Hachette has rejected the proposal. Authors, meanwhile, are caught in the middle and reacting differently to the idea. We're going to hear two views now. First, to Scott Turow, best-selling Hachette author and former president of the Authors Guild. He's with us via Skype from Chicago. And Scott, why are you opposed to this proposal from Amazon?
As far as I'm concerned, it's little more than a publicity stunt. It supposedly is intended to get authors out of the middle, as it were. At least as Amazon terms it, and it just puts us in the middle even more, trying to leverage authors against our publishers and Hachette in particular. So I don't see something that asks Hachette to make a sacrifice more than twice the dimension of what Amazon would be making as taking authors out of the middle or, frankly, as a realistic proposal.
Although Amazon has said about your colleague, another author, Doug Preston, who makes a similar argument that, you know, easy for you to say, you're doing very well.
That is true. And, my concern, I emphasized this while I was president of the Authors Guild, is not to make the situation of best-selling authors any better. On this particular issue, which really comes down to the split of ebook revenues, best-selling authors do very, very well. It's new authors and mid-list authors who end up being hurt.
How is this dispute affecting you personally right now between Amazon and Hachette?
Well, my most recent novel, Identical, is due to come out in paperback next week, and Amazon is the largest bookseller in the United States, is refusing to take pre-orders for it. And similarly, I assume they'll keep slow walking the paperback, much as they've done with other Hachette books. So it will cut into the sales of Identical. You know, fortune has been very, very good to me, and I'll survive this. But I am concerned overall for the plight, especially of new and mid-list authors.
Well, and this is an industry that's changing very quickly. What is a fair split for the sales of an ebook?
Well, the industry did pretty well with a split on a hardcover book that on average is about 42.5%.
Going to the author,
right. And, you know, don't forget the author has spent years of his or her life working on a particular book. It's all her idea to start with. And, the publishers who do provide value, you know, they're still not entitled to the lion's share of the receipts as far as I'm concerned and most authors are concerned.
Well, do you see a real place for publishers going forward, or is it going to be that Amazon makes a deal with an author directly?
Well, I think that this is very much what a lot of people in the literary community are afraid of. I see a place for the editorial advice and marketing function of publishers. Most important, publishers are sort of the investment bankers of the literary world. They give authors advances which allow them to write the books that they write. So they have a very significant function, and it's not one that Amazon necessarily wants to replace. Worse than that, though, do we really want one company deciding what gets published and how it gets sold and how it gets promoted? That's a very frightening prospect, and yet I think that to Amazon, that really looks like the ultimate goal.
That's Scott Turow, a best-selling Hachette author, also former president of the Authors Guild. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Jeremy, my pleasure.
And for another view, let's bring in author Valerie Douglas, who is not published by Hachette, but she does sell her books on Amazon, and she joins us by Skype from Cardington, Ohio. And Valerie, Scott Turow calls Amazon's proposal of giving authors 100% of sales a publicity stunt and says that they're putting authors in the middle. What do you think?
Well, I don't think they intended to put authors in the middle of it per se, but effectively that's what happens. Because contractually, most regular authors, and I have been traditionally published, do have a contract with their publisher. And so they have certain expectations, like for example, Mr. Turow pointed out that the author gets 42% and Hachette gets the rest.
But if you give the author 100%, don't you? I mean, and even though it's not in perpetuity, it's just while this dispute is going on. But the idea of giving the author 100%, it does sort of pull the publisher out of it. And will it be the death of the publisher?
I can't see it being the death of the publishers. We're still going to need publishers. We still need print books. We still need paperback.
But you don't see any role for the publisher in ebooks then?
I do, but they have to make it a more equitable situation. For example, what happened last year was there was a time period there where the prices of ebooks skyrocketed, and there were people that were hammering some traditional authors on their pages on Barnes & Noble and some of the other sites and really complaining about the price of ebooks. And justifiably. I mean, everybody knows that you've got the basic format already set up. So why does it take so much money to, you know, get an ebook? It shouldn't. All right. I generally charge about my biggest book is $4.99. And I've been able to make a fairly good living off of it for a while there.
Well, how do you see this dispute being resolved between Amazon and Hachette?
I think what they really need to do is stop doing this back and forth in the media. I think everybody needs to stop putting, you know, making one side or the other look bad. I think they need to sit down. They need to talk. They need to work out an equitable solution. They just did a thing in The Guardian that said that most in the UK, and they said that most authors can't make a living off of what they do. And that's true. And Mr. Turow is right about the mid-list authors being the ones that are hurt. They're the ones that are going to have a day job in order to be able to still write. So what they need to do is they need to sit down, each of them, and they need to find a proper solution where the authors get paid a decent amount of money, where Hachette gets a decent amount of money, where Amazon can discount if they need to try to boost another book.
That's Valerie Douglas, an independent author and the head of a group called the Indie Author Group, joining us from Cardington, Ohio. Valerie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.